This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. After demonstrations and allegations of massive fraud, the Haitian government last week named René Préval as the new president. He's often described as close to Haiti's former president, Jean-Bertrand Aristide. But if Aristide returns from exile, it is not clear that President-elect Préval will roll out the red carpet. Amelia Shaw reports from Port-au-Prince.
Michel Pierre-Louis knew René Préval long before he entered politics. Today, Pierre-Louis is the executive director of the Open Society Institute in Haiti. Back in the early 1980s, she and Préval were bread makers in a large bakery in downtown Port-au-Prince. She says this is where they first met Aristide.
Aside from selling bread in the bakery, we used to give to practically all the hospitals, the hotels, the markets, and also the priest where Aristide was, because they used to give food to about 20 to 25,000 kids a day, and very often we used to offer bread to the kids.
Pierre-Louis says the bakery was where Préval began his involvement in politics. It was also where he got his first lesson in management.
He learned a lot of things. He learned to plan, because when you run an enterprise with such a fragile item as bread, you have to plan. If you overproduce, you lose. If you underproduce, you lose.
When the first coup d'etat occurred in 1991, then-President Aristide and Préval, who was prime minister at the time, both went into exile. Aristide was reinstated as president in 1994. When Aristide stepped down, Préval took over as president and later made way for Aristide's return to the presidency in 2001. Aristide left Haiti after a violent uprising in 2004. Historian Georges Michel says that many Haitians remember Préval's years in the palace as a sweet time, in contrast to numerous coups d'etat, an aid embargo, and the last 2 years of instability under the interim government. Préval's political campaign, called Hope in Creole, inspired many poor Haitians who want a future of change. But Michel says Préval also inspired the wealthy, who want a future of investments.
The very wealthy gave him money for his campaign because the very wealthy like security, and they have seen Préval time not to be a bad one. So they are ready to give Préval a second mandate.
Préval's future, however, may be overshadowed by his past alliance with the exiled president, Aristide. Many of Préval's voters are among the urban poor, who say they want Aristide to return. On the other hand, analysts say that Aristide's return could cause instability. The United States has called Aristide a thing of the past. And Georges Michel says that Préval may have personal reasons for keeping Aristide out. Préval's sister was shot while he was president.
She was shot. She was shot by Aristide's henchmen. The driver was killed and she was badly wounded, but she survived, fortunately. And Mr. Préval did not appreciate that.
Michel says a number of mysterious murders occurred to people close to Préval during his presidency, and he was never able to investigate. Among those killed was Préval's close friend and radio journalist, Jean Dominique. But James Morel, director of the Washington-based think tank Haiti Democracy Project, faults Préval for being too passive.
He presided over the destruction of Haiti's democracy. He was not the agent of it. He was just a passive observer of it.
Morel says Préval's only positive achievement was that he served out his term without being overthrown or exiled. But, he says, Préval has well-respected advisors and has made overtures to business leaders and opposition parties. Michel Pierre-Louis says if Préval is still the same breadmaker he was as a young man, Haiti might have a chance.
He really would like to do something for the country. He really would like to prove himself on his own.
She says Préval wants to be judged by his actions and look into the future. But to do so, he is going to have to reckon with his past. For NPR News, I'm Amelia Shaw in Port-au-Prince.